Welcome back to Monument. In this short episode, I wanted to include a strange legend that has echoed down the ages, twisting and turning as it goes, much like the antagonist in the story, a murky character from a distant past, the Knucker. The Knucker lives in a bottomless pool of a type that seems unique to the southeast coast of England. Along the spring line of the South Downs, you'll find them. Here's Chris Hare, local historian, to tell us more.
So what they have in common is they all seem to be ponds fed by underground springs, and I'm pretty sure that they're only found on the coastal plain. They're not found in the Downs or the Weald. Mm. I stand to be corrected on that, but all the ones I know of are along the coast.
Mm.
And the legend was that they never ran dry in the summer and they never froze in the winter.
Yeah.
There's always a constant temperature.
Now we hear Jacqueline Simpson, folklorist, who introduces the shady character of the Knucker.
My favourite mysterious location is the Knucker Hole, which used to be accessible, but now the owners have put a fence around it and you can't get really close to it any longer. It's Lyminster in the Arun Valley. It's nearer to the sea end of the Arun Valley, and Lyminster is a very small village, and they have a church. And just a few yards north of the church is this pool, which is absolutely bottomless. If you fell into it, you'd come out in Australia. Well-known fact. Its name is Knucker Hole, and the name in itself is extremely fascinating because Knucker and its variant Nicor are old English words from before the Norman Conquest, meaning water monster. You'd find it in Beowulf and other early English texts. So since before the Norman Conquest, that particular pond has been held to hold a monster. And I'm delighted to say that the present vicar or rector, I don't know which he is, of Lyminster Church evidently likes and approves the story because he's put a little stained glass window showing one of the variants of the story, which is, of course, how the Knucker got rid of.
Back to Chris with one story of how the Knucker was got rid of, and how folk tales continue to change and develop.
You probably know the legend that Jim Puttock or Jim Pulk killed the dragon by taking a great wagon with a huge poison pudding on it. And the Knucker came out and he ate the horses and he ate the wagon and would have ate Jim too, but he quickly got out of the way and cut the dragon's head off. But here's an example of how folklore is created. I did a talk to the Sussex Archaeological Society in Shoreham, I suppose about 4 years ago now, when I was in the midst of doing the research for the Secret Shore book, and I was talking about the Knucker Hole. I was talking about this, and there was a woman in the audience, and she said, I used to live in Lyminster, and probably in the 1960s, divers went down, and they found the remains of the wagon and the skeletons of the horses. And I made a note of that. And during the course of research, I came across a newspaper cutting from 1956 and another one from 1970, when divers had indeed dived down into the Knucker Hole. And on one occasion, the most exciting thing they found was a beer bottle. And on the previous occasion, I don't know, I'll have to look it up, but nothing. So what had happened there, I think, was that woman, as a child, had been brought up with the story of the Knucker. She then remembered the divers going down, and then her imagination over the passing of years had conflated the two things together. So she was convinced they'd found evidence, but we got the newspaper cut and they didn't.
Yeah.
So I think we always want to believe in something a bit incredible, a bit special, a bit out of the ordinary.
Mm.
And given half the chance, most people seize it. I think it's identity in place, and it's also magic stroke religion.
Mm.
And perhaps we live in uncertain times. G.K. Chesterton's thing about when people stop believing in God, they'll start believing in anything.
Mm.
And you've got this all this diverse belief systems now.
I'll leave the last words to Jacqueline and her reason why the Knocker Hall is her favourite place.
The thought of there being an Anglo-Saxon, I mean, the name going back to Anglo-Saxon time and proving for sure that already then it was a place where there was a monster, yes. The knowledge that the Knocker Hole was already admired and wondered at a good 1,000 years ago and more gives me great pleasure.
You can find much more about the Knocker Hole and other stories like it in Chris's book, A Stranger Shore, and Jacqueline's book, Folklore of Sussex. Links to these books in the description of the podcast. Please check out the website at monumentpodcast.com. There you can subscribe to Monument, listen to other episodes, and order a copy of the Monument zine, which helps me to continue making these podcasts. The next episode will focus on Chanctonbury Ring, a place which is all things to all people, a fabled Sussex landmark, a Victorian picnic site, a place of dark power, inspiration for artists and writers, a pagan place of worship, and much more. For now, thanks for listening.